The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Back here with Alan Ellis and the Outdoors and Radio Show. Guess what? We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's exactly what we talk about, wildlife and sometimes firearms and sometimes situations outside of our world here in Maryland. But also we talk we talk a little bit of politics when it affects our lifestyle. We talk about, I don't know, whatever you want to talk about, pretty much. How's that sound? Yep, we kind of let the audience in control here. Sometimes we'll have a pre-recorded show, but not often. Sometimes we'll have a guest, but not often. But often we have our callers pick the subject, and we like to talk about that. And that makes for interesting radio, wide-ranging and that type of thing. I will do a little shameless self-promotion every now and then. Right now I'm in the midst of compiling the record book for Maryland for the last 3 years, but the records go back 30. And I mentioned earlier there were, the bow hunting records are 1,494 entries in there. And here's the situation: the old record keeping program didn't keep track of accurate things like dates or gross scores or things like that. And even the national record-keeping organizations like Boone and Crockett Club and Pope and Young Club, they don't record the gross score, what the animal, the inches of antler that the deer actually has. They only provide you with the net after the deductions and corrections and that and symmetry and things like that. So we're really short-sighted. We're really short of information, so there's a lot of unknowns in that category. But here's the deal. If it's measured by bucks, bears, stags, and we've been measuring since 2017, this is the second record book, we have the gross score for as many animals as possible. Now, I will give credit where credit is due. Our scoring director, Bob Newton, he goes back in history, and he will actually call his good working relationship with the national organizations, and if that gross and net are reported, and we're doing a feature or we're putting that animal in the record book, we've actually gone back. Listen to this: we've gone back and we've grabbed what we call legacy whitetails, some of the biggest and best from Maryland, a lot of them shot by youngsters, and we've gone back and grabbed those old records that we can find that have been submitted to Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young, and we've got the gross scores on some of these historical deer that are taken in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. So we're very happy for Bob and his research. So give credit where credit is due. I just put the numbers on the paper. He's the one that measures them. He's the one that does the hard work and the background stuff. And a lot of credit to all of our measures. They're all listed in the book. They're all listed on the website. And this is going to be the most complete records in Maryland that we can find. We don't have everybody. Trust me, I will admit that freely. We don't have everybody. If you had a deer recorded at a show, or if you had a deer recorded somewhere else or measured somewhere else, you may be the only one with those measurements. They may not have been made public like the old trophy deer contest was and put on the public record. We're paddling a boat with only one oar here from the last, I'll say, since 1987 to 2017, where we started, there's a lot of missing information, just so you know. But we've done our best. You'll enjoy the records. There's hundreds and hundreds, and there's photos, hundreds of photos, and great stories that go with it, written by the people themselves, and some interviews that have been done. So we're pretty excited about this book. The name of the website is bucks-bears-stags.com. If you want to order that record book right there on the homepage, you can click it. We're going to put another post on our Facebook page. We have 6,500 people that are following the site, which is pretty good in my estimation. So great Facebook page, too. All right, enough of that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chuck in Glenbury. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
I'm fine.
Thanks for holding.
Looking forward to getting a copy of the new edition of the record book. I got the first one, and I really enjoyed it. So I'm jacked up about getting a second one. Alan, just as another note, the number that I got on the bear kill was 103.
Okay.
Which is exactly what they killed last year. But,
really?
Yeah, that's the number I got. And then another thing, it was interesting this morning to hear you talk about Garrett County. You know, years ago, my parents owned a place up there on 219 North. Had your old stomping grounds there in Somerset County.
Oh, yeah.
The 219 North outside of Grantsville. And I've often wondered why 219 North is one on one end of the county and 219 South is on the other end of the county. That always intrigued me. I could never understand why it was like that. But anyway, you know, it just brings back a lot of memories of what happened in Garrett County. You know, I had my first bear encounter there. I had my first skunk, bobcat, rattlesnake encounters. I shot my first turkey. You know, I shot my first grouse there. And then I remember distinctly, like it was yesterday, my son is in his 30s. And he was hunting up there on a deer hunt with me one year. And he was probably only 7 or 8. So we're sitting on this ridge. And, of course, the ridge top is behind us, and the sun is just barely coming up, and there's something walking up there on the ridge top, and I could tell that it wasn't a deer or a bear because I would have seen it.
Right.
Anyway, I could just tell it was something small. So we're waiting, and this kid is just getting more scared. He's almost crying. He's crawling into my jacket, worrying what this is, and I'm like, calm down, it's probably a raccoon, it's probably a possum, and then finally it gets down in front of us, and I hit it with a light, and it's a porcupine. My first porcupine encounter. A lot of people don't believe that there are porcupines in the state of Maryland.
Yeah, there are, sure.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Sure there are.
But anyway, I know you don't have time. There was a guy who called in, was giving some free advertisements to some other people. I'm not going to do that, but I have a great testimonial for Clyde's that I'd like to give you someday about the great service I got from those people. I don't have time now, and you don't either, but hopefully one day I'll be able to call and give you that. It's an interesting story about how great those people have been to me.
Oh, there's no question. Yep. I'd love to see it some or hear it. Okay, so we'll make room for that someday. Okay.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that. Good luck. Very much. All right. There's Gary in Severn. Good morning, Gary. How are you? Oh, Gary had to leave. Call back, Gary. Yes, indeed. Yep. Yeah. So now I'm getting pictures from Lee. The bite is still on. He says it's cold, but there's plenty of striped bass out there. I'll tell you, I fished one of the trips I went for years ago. What was his name? Out of Chesapeake Beach. Roy Leverone. Good grief. There's a name. Captain Roy Leverone. Many of you have fished with Captain Roy. And we were out there mid-November on a beautiful rockfish trip. Caught some of the most pretty fattest rockfish you ever want to see. They were sea run fish. They had the sea lice in their gills. They were beautiful. They were silver. They were fat, and they were good to eat. I do remember that. But November is a good time for any kind of fishing, that's for sure. All right, let's see. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let's see who, maybe Gary will call back. Give us a ring, Gary, if you can. Sorry to keep you waiting so long, but had some things to say. While we're waiting for some callers, let me tell you about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. If you're getting ready for hunting season, they've got everything you need. Yeah, they've got the late fishing stuff, too. They carry bait up until, you know, it's not even feasible to do so. But, you know, they've got some ammo in there. I'll tell you what I like it about Clyde's. They've got the optics that you like. Okay, if you need a low-end optic, they've got that. But if you need something a little higher-end, like a Leopold, I've bought several, most Leopolds I bought in my life, other than my deer rifle, which was long before I knew about Maryland or Clyde Sports Shop, I bought them there. And they know how to put them on, and they know the prices are good, I can tell you that, the scopes and all that. But let me tell you about a shotgun, an all-around good shotgun for anybody and everybody. It's the BPS field model. You use it for waterfowl, you use it for rabbits, you can use it for upland birds. It's a pump-action shotgun, newly designed stock with a new look, the larger trigger guard, matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver with bottom ejection. That's a beautiful thing when you're in a duck blind. Those spent shell casings go right out the bottom and lay on the bottom of the duck blind or the goose pit, and they don't fly out the side and hit your buddy beside you. That's what—that's the beauty of the bottom ejection from a BPS Browning pump shotgun is. Finished walnut, satin finished walnut, pump action, all with superior fit, and new checkering surfaces with synthetic stock models available. If you want to check out all of Browning firearms, including the A5 and the Gold Light and the Satori and the Maxis, why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. Well, it got cold this week, and we had the gas fireplace insert burning at night, sometimes during the day when it was cold, and all you do is sit here and press the button, and the flames come up, and boom, there's heat in the room. The fan comes on, and your room starts to heat up right away, and you can feel it across the room, and I love it. Where we wind up with this wonderful invention, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's the EX35 model from a company called Enviro. Now, look, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they are the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Anything you need for heat, supplemental or primary heat, they've got it. If you live in a housing complex that won't let you, HOA won't allow you to have a gas fireplace insert, but you're allowed to do electric, get electric. They've got them, and they do a lot of work with that electric stuff. Gas is the way to go, in my opinion, but if you have to do pellet, pellet's good. They got, you know, pellets right there by the bag or by the pallet. They sell the pellet stoves by Enviro. That's the insert or freestanding pellet stove. They sell the wood stoves by Regency, wood inserts by a company called Regency. If you want to use wood, you can do all that. Electric, wood, gas, or pellet, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Enviro and Regency brands. Now, look, they're getting busy with the heat stuff. Everybody's just waits, you know. They don't take my advice and go in the spring and plan for fall. They go in the fall and plan for fall and winter. So that's okay. They can handle it. They can handle the rush. But, you know, why not stop by this weekend? They're open 7 days a week. Backyard Billy's, Hearth America Facebook page is backyardbillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week, like I said, right off Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. If you're coming from Easton or this way, just get off on Route 18, go up through Graysonville, turn right on Evans Avenue, and when you get to Drummond, right there before 50, turn left onto Drummond, and you're right there at Backyard Billy's. You'll see everything fabulous right there in Backyard Billy's. Backyard 2, great selection. You'll be glad you did. Backyard Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Watching all my hunting videos, she's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. The sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold.
All right, my baby looks good in camouflage. We got some colors on the line until we do, that's for sure. Let's see who we've got here. That would be Joe in Glendon and then Richard in Easton. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing
What's
well.
What's going on? Good.
I would like to enter the contest, and I wanted to know if some of your listeners may not know what to do with their old pumpkins now in a couple of weeks when they get a hole in them. Well, I take mine to the pumpkin patch.
Okay.
That was the joke.
I got
pumpkin
it.
Pumpkin patch.
A pumpkin patch. I get it. You take them to a pumpkin patch. I got it. I'm with you from the first get-go. I got you.
Okay, well, I know that's not funny.
Yeah, I don't know if Spurries would put a patch on that pumpkin or not. They might. They might. Take them to the pumpkin patch.
Really?
Oh, that's a good one, buddy. You know what I do with our pumpkins when they get a little sad looking out here?
I throw them out in the yard.
You go right in the yard. The squirrels eat them up. Yep, they love them. Yeah. So, yep. That's for sure. All right, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you. Bye now.
See you, Joe. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Richard in Easton. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing good. Didn't know if you know it, but it's Youth and Veterans Duck Hunting today, too.
It is. Yes, sir.
And I got my rabbit dogs loaded up and ready to go rabbit hunting when the sun comes up.
You're going rabbit hunting, are you?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We got a we got an article. Do you know Charles Rodney? You know that name?
I've read the articles before on him. Yes, sir.
Well, he wrote an article in this upcoming issue called of Maryland Hunting Quarterly called Advice to Rabbit Hunters Who Are Ready to Retire and Beyond.
I tell you what, a lot of them have retired. There's not near as many of us as there used to be.
No. There's a lot to be said about hunting rabbits. I grew up hunting rabbits. I cut my teeth on rabbit hunting. I bought my Model 1200 Winchester pump gun to hunt rabbits with, because that's what I was passionate about when I was in my teens. And I learned how to hunt rabbits in the woods, in the swamps, in the along the creeks, in plowed fields, in grass fields. I learned where to hunt and how to hunt rabbits, and carried that for a long, long time. But I'll tell you, anymore, I like going out there and letting the dogs do the work. You know,
yes, sir.
I've jumped up and down on enough brush piles in my life. I let the dogs work that a little bit. So,
amen. It's all about the dogs. I run year round, 2 or 3 days a week, and just to listen to the dogs.
Yep.
And matter of fact, I just came back from the World Hunt out in Pennsylvania.
Really?
I qualified had a qualifier. Didn't win nothing, but we went. Me and the old dog went. So.
Very interesting.
Ain't nobody getting younger, so we've got to do it.
Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
To train your dogs, you have to have a hunting license, right?
Well, not really. If on some state land, you have to have a permit to run. Private residence and stuff like that. You probably don't have to have a license, you know, as long as you're not shooting them, you know.
No, that's you've got to have it. You got to have a hunting license to train your dogs, to run your dogs.
Well, I've always had one. I buy it in August. So
sure. Well, a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. But you're required to have a hunting license to train your dogs, your rabbit dogs.
Uh huh.
However. However, wait a minute, I'm trying to make a point here.
Yeah.
However, if you are part of a quote-unquote hunting club that runs fox.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to have a hunting license.
No, they can do all kinds of crazy stuff. That's because they got horses underneath of them.
Yeah, but you're still in pursuit of game, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. But I say this because horse people get special recognition.
Oh, thank you so much for recognizing that point. All right.
I'm up here now at a state park, and part of it, I guess a good third of it, the horse people control. We can't get on it, but they ride all through while I'm hunting. And
sure.
I let them pass through, you know. I mean, they don't bother me.
Right.
They're still riding on all the rest of the land, too, you know.
Well, guess what?
Yeah,
there are people who are going to be allowed to hunt tomorrow in Maryland, but there are still three counties where you're not allowed to hunt.
Oh, yeah.
Baltimore County, where 10% of the 50,000 hunting licenses are sold in Baltimore County.
Yeah.
Not allowed to hunt on Sunday.
Yeah.
Howard County and Prince George's County, not allowed to hunt on Sunday in those three jurisdictions. Okay?
So they can ride horses. Yep.
The main opposition to any expansion of any Sunday hunting in Maryland is the Maryland Horse Council. Maryland Horse Council. They show up at every meeting, every county council meeting, and they voice their opposition with one voice. If hunters had the lobby we have a great lobby for hunters, okay?
Uh-huh.
But we just can't seem to get by, in some cases, the Horse Council. They are so adamant. And it's not that people that are involved in horse racing, they could give a rip whether you're out there hunting on Sunday, okay?
Right.
It's not the people that show their horses, the dressage people, they could give a rip if you're out there hunting on Sunday. It's not the people that go to horse shows. They don't care. It's the trail riders. The trail riders and the fox chasers are the two parts of that horse community they're adamantly opposed to Sunday hunting.
Yeah.
But yet, if the Farm Bureau says we need to kill more deer, they're right there on their side. Yeah, let's kill them deer. let's make it a commercial enterprise. Let's sell deer meat.
Yeah.
They're all in favor of that.
Oh yeah. Yep, they have a lot of strength, and like I said, the bad part about it is the hunters pay for all this land.
That's correct.
Our money has paid for it. They ought to have a license to ride a horse, you know?
I agree.
Think how much that would help our public lands.
I'm going to have to add to my little riff on my hikers, bikers, backpackers, kayakers, bird watchers, and trail riders. I'll have to add trail riders to that. Because they're the ones that take advantage of the public land. A lot of that is paid for by
the hunters' dollars.
The hunters, exactly. Yep. You got it.
Yep.
All right, man.
Okay.
Thanks for weighing in.
Good luck. Have a good one.
See you, man. Have a great day. All right. If you want to enter the muzzleloader contest, I don't mind if you enter by email. Just make sure in your subject line you put muzzleloader or muzzleloader contest or contest, and that would be ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Let's see. Eileen is looking for ear protectors. Yes, Clyde sells ear protectors for women. You know, it's a shooting sports thing. We'll see what... I like your quote there at the end of your email, Eileen. But, yeah, there's a lot of ear protection out there. I don't know where you're from, Eileen, but send me another message and let me know what part of town you're in, and I might be able to help you out there. Here's her quote at the end of her email. There will come a time when the rich own all the media, and it will be impossible for the public to make an informed opinion. About 1949, somebody said that by the name of Albert Einstein. Very good. All right. Lee, before we go to you, we're going to take a little break. I want to talk about our friends at Spurry's Tire Service. Right down the street, located at the corner of Dover and L8 Roads. They're just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, and that's where I'm going to get. That's where I got my tires. That's where my son-in-law got his company tires. That's where my daughter got her tires. That's where, when we need tires, we just go to Spurry's. Or anything, you know, any holes in our tires. Tackle Box Tim will tell you they do tire repair on the spot. They feature American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They have Michelin Yokohama, too. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model, any size. From your barnyard to the backyard, they have your farm equipment tires. They have your, you know, your lawnmower tires. They have your garden tractor tires, you name it. ATV tires, why not? Spurry's Tire has... tire repair, of course, full-service automotive repair. When that check engine light comes on, take it to Spurry's. They'll plug the little machine into your computer on your truck. They'll go, this is what's going on with your car, and here's how we fix it. And they do. They offer 24-hour truck service, and you know what? Much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service a call in Easton. That number, 410-822-7384, or just stop in. No appointment needed for tires. Visit their website, spurriestire.com, 410-822-7384, Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025. Or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog. And it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
All right, Granddaddy's gun. You say we have a caller on the line there? That would be Lee in Towson. I knew it. Good morning, Lee. How you doing, buddy?
Alan, good morning.
You're still catching some of those rockfish, are you, I see?
Yeah, the bite continues. It's I turned a bit of a shade of blue the other day on the way back in the, off the Patapsco, but the Patapsco still got a strong bite of fresh fish, full sea lice, so they're definitely coming in.
Yep.
The fun part, those couple pictures I sent you, that was all on topwater fishing.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, the water temp is down. Last night it was 59 degrees. It's dropping in this cool spell of about 2 to 3 degrees a day.
Wow, yeah.
But the bite continues, and all throughout the Patapsco, I'm mostly fishing skinny water around Bethlehem Steel, the sunken ships. Here's the thing that people think.
They think that when the water gets cold, the fish go deep. Well, they really don't. They go where the temperature is suitable to them. They go where the thermocline is, number one, so where the oxygen is. But as the day goes on, it's not the deeper the fish go, it's the shallower they go because the water's warmer.
Well, that, they go where the food is, too.
And they go where the food is. Well, obviously, the bait fish are going to go, yeah. The bait fish eat the little zooplankton. The zooplankton blooms in the, when the water's a little bit warmer. The bait fish go in to eat their prey, and then the bigger fish come in after the bait fish for sure.
Yes, I got some. I always in the Patapsco. I'm always interested about all the forts and stuff, and I got a little history lesson on the Fort Carroll was built in. Apparently in the 1840s, and if you ever get an opportunity to look at that, it's built out of granite on probably little to no bedrock. Apparently even back then they knew how to build coffer dams and whatnot.
Sure.
But just to see these forts and the history of some of the stuff within the Patapsco.
Right.
You got Fort Carroll, Fort Howard, Fort Smallwood. You know, you got the Battle of North Point.
That's
Fort
right.
Henry.
A lot of history there, man.
A lot of history. It's kind of neat. I enjoy. There's a couple of watermen that I talked to that actually worked at Bethlehem Steel.
Right.
Right now, Alan. You know, not only I'm fishing all over the place, but they're excavating steel that was buried in Bethlehem Steel for scrap metal, and it's all going overseas to China. It's really fascinating to watch them digging this metal that was buried.
Interesting.
A lot of steel had no scrap value, so they just buried it, and they're filling these massive barges at the ore pier at the remains of what we had. Historically, Bethlehem Steel, but it's to see them digging this metal out is
that's crazy.
Recycling
at its finest, huh?
The amount of metal coming out of there is incredible.
Yep.
So, crazy. And plus the fish are biting good, so all I'm seeing is shrink wrap on boats and no boats on the water. So,
so you're taking advantage of it. Yep.
It's a fisherman's paradise. Another thing to bring up real quick, it looks like there's going to be about a 15% reduction across the board for rockfish for the upcoming season. They're trying to avoid a moratorium.
Yeah.
And I hope, you know, being I do the commercial fishing,
sure.
I have no problem with it if they took 25% or 50% or whatever. Whatever they got to do, I'll leave it up to the biologist.
You're not looking ahead to your next truck payment. You're looking ahead to the future.
Right. Yeah. I don't do it for the money or anything with the commercial end. But
right.
Yeah, we got to protect what we got. Apparently, the numbers are down. I don't see it. I'm having.
Right. Well, it's
the my best season ever, but
sure.
You know, they look at this Young of the Year index and it creates.
Well, that's looking ahead to the future too. You know that we've had a very small spawn the last 5 years. The fish you're fishing on right now are 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old.
I don't know that a fish. I'm catching a lot of 19, 20 inch fish. I don't know, what are they, 3 years old?
Three, four, five, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, so. Whatever, but regardless, I think whatever decisions are made by the, it's all made by the Atlantic States Fishery.
Right.
They divvy to the states, but.
Yeah, I think there's 13 jurisdictions that they have to deal with.
Yeah.
And a migratory fish that comes in from the ocean, goes out to the ocean, swims up the coast, swims down the coast, swims back into the bay, swims out of the bay, back down the coast.
Yeah.
That's what they got to deal with. Constantly moving fish.
The fish are getting hit pretty hard, too, I hear, in New Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know about the bite here in Maryland. You know, I'm pretty much a local boy in the mid bay, but I don't. It's just not too many people fishing right now because the temperature dropped. But it's that's okay with me.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Hey, look, we got to move on. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much for sharing your insight.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Thankfully. There we go. All right. Hey, you know, I got to tell you one more time about our friends at Backyard Billy's, and I'll keep it short. If you need any supplemental or primary heat source, wood, pellet, or gas, or electric, Backyard Billy's, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is your place. They have all the accessories. If you need a barbecue grill for cooking, well, they've got four different kinds. They've got the Memphis and the Traeger pellet grills. They've got the Big Green Egg. They've got Kamado Joe grill smokers. They've got the fire pits. They've got anything and everything you need for cooking outside, entertaining outside, and they even have inside furniture, too. They've got all the stuff in their backyard, the sheds and all the outdoor furniture, all the accessories that you could need, want, or imagine at Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. The phone number, 410-827-4500. 827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Yep, your backyard's going to look great. And if you need heat, if you need anything to heat your home, if it's heat you want, Hearth America, if Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Make sure you stop by for firearms, for ammunition, for licenses, for scope mounting, and much, much more. All the fishing stuff, too. Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep, Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, we're back. Let's see, we've got Tony and then Jason. Hang on, guys. Let's talk to Tony, and then we'll talk to Jason. Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Morning, Alan. How's it going for you?
Good, buddy. What's going on with you?
I wanted to get in the contest, of course, but I wanted to tell you my little story from hunting yesterday.
Okay.
Crossbow, public land. I go out there in the morning when it's 30 with my coveralls and
right.
sweater and
right. yeah.
all bundled up. And about 8:30, doe steps out 35 yards, put the little circle on her and pop,
yep.
you know.
Yeah.
I can see the fletch hanging out of her side.
Okay,
and
keep going.
You know, maybe it didn't go all the way through, but you know,
right.
who knows. So just give her a minute or two and just start walking up. This kind of a fire road there.
Yeah.
Walking up, no blood, can't find the arrow. Finally, there's the bloody fletch lying in the middle of the fire road.
Okay.
Okay, well, that's good. And I start circling around there looking for blood. Finally stumble over the arrow, which is covered in blood.
Of course.
Okay, it must have gone through and stripped that fletch off.
Right.
And I start looking from there. Oh, there's a drop.
Yeah.
There's another drop. Oh,
yep.
There's a big
spot. Yep, yep, yep.
Oh, it's getting better. There's a drop, then nothing. And for the next couple of hours, I wandered around in circles from that last drop of blood, looking.
Never found her?
It's getting hotter and hotter.
Yeah.
And I'm getting sweatier and sweatier.
Long story short,
never found her. Never found her.
Did you call a dog?
I don't know anybody that has a dog.
Okay, well, that would be probably good to get to know those people because there's lots of them out there, and they help a lot of people recover.
So anyway, I went home, ate lunch.
Yeah.
You know, it's noon by then, you know.
Yeah.
Ate lunch, go back up, look for another hour and a half from the same spot. It's all thick and overgrown and, you know, weedy. And,
yeah.
Thorns in there, and I went through every thorn patch, every game trail.
Do me a favor. Cut to the chase.
Another spot of blood.
So you lost the deer altogether, right?
Lost the deer altogether.
Okay, Tony, I'm sorry. We got to let you go. I got to get one more caller in here, okay?
10-4. Take it.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Good luck next time. Jason, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's going on in your world?
Not much. I joined the contest and just figured I'd say hi.
Well, I'm glad you did. You got a nice muzzleloader up for grabs, a CVA Acura. We're happy with the folks at CVA that support us all the time, and we're glad to mention their name as much as we can. So it's a great muzzleloader. So.
Yeah. Now, question for your listeners, something that everybody can ponder. What is a good age to get a child into hunting, and how do you do that?
Oh, a good age, and how do you do it?
I mean,
let's see. Your boy turns four. Turned four yesterday, and I'd say it might be time to, maybe an hour in the evening. Get out there and look at some deer tracks. Don't go too crazy for a while. I mean, he's been around when you brought game home, right?
A little bit, not much, but he's
yeah. Well, I mean, he's here. He sees the deer heads and. I heard the questions the other night, are you going to shoot a deer, Jameson? He goes, yeah. You know, he's all about, he hasn't any idea what you're talking about. But he's surrounded with it. He's surrounded with the game heads. He's surrounded with that type of thing. So you've already started the introduction process from the day he was born because he sees all this stuff. He takes it all in. You know, he'll come over and say, Pop, what's that?
That's how I grew up. I was always around it.
Yeah, you're always around it. You kind of got absorbed into it. But it might be time to start taking a walk. It might be time to get the boots and the, you know, maybe a little camo or a little blaze orange on, and you know, get that process started. Too young to take a hunter education course, but he's not too young to learn firearm safety and don't touch guns and that. You know, he's not too young to start that process.
Oh no, he's been in the woods with me. Oh, no.
Yeah,
my father did. Let me watch Bambi, then show me how to grill a deer steak.
Well, that's succinct. Well, on that, buddy, I think it's time to move on. Now we're out of time. Thanks for that. I love that. Watch, but no, get him started. All right. Thanks, Jason. See you later. Oh, my gosh. Hear that, folks? That means another chapter of the Outdoorsman Radio Show has come to a close, unfortunately. So, that means get out. Stay out. Stay safe, by all means. Give your family a hug. Kiss your wife. Love on your kids, and have a great weekend. See you next week.